And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be Alabama. I'm talking about this show broadcast way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, one text I got to read before I go to the topics. Brand new texter, Linda from Madison. Glad you're in there. She says, do you know the laundry song? Bringing in the sheets, bringing in the sheets. Ha. Anyway, this is going to go on all day. You can already tell, don't you? So major story that's been developing now for the last couple of months. Birmingham Southern College, which has been around for like close to 150 years, I believe, is in financial disarray. And it's because of decisions they've made. It's because of errors they've made. It's now come down to the point that they claim to need $37 million in public funds, even though they are a private institution, just to bridge the gap until they get their endowment back up. Well, they squandered their endowment, and now they want more, and they want us to bail them out. Well, I got issues, but I also got a friend named Justin Bogey, who is the director of fiscal policy for the Alabama Policy Institute and a frequent contributor on fiscal matters to 1819 News. He wrote a piece that came out today about this, and he's on the phone right now. So, Justin Bogey, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing well. It's good to be with you again.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate you making some time. So, let me just go ahead and throw the ball to you. Private college wants a public bailout. Give me your thoughts.
Well, you know, as I said in the column today, I think it sets a dangerous precedent. There's a couple of ways of doing this that I think are probably under consideration. One is just to give a direct appropriation from the Education Trust Fund, you know, $2.8 billion surplus to Birmingham Southern at the tune of $30 million. The other option, one legislator, Representative Gavan from here in Birmingham, has talked about creating a loan program for Birmingham Southern and potentially other institutions if they find themselves in this situation. And again, I just think it sets a really dangerous precedent. You're talking about spending state taxpayer dollars on private institutions. You know, where does it stop if you do it for Birmingham Southern? Every time a school gets in trouble or if there's a recession and private businesses are getting in trouble, do you go in and bail them out at taxpayer expense? And then on the loan program side, say they can't pay that loan, they default on it. You know, what? Ultimately, taxpayers are going to be left holding the bag for this. And, you know, I just think you really have to think about all that before you even consider giving this money to Birmingham Southern.
No, I think you absolutely have to. So, all right, the two categories of possibility here, they've asked for either free money or loan money. The free money, I think, sounds like it's off the table. We're not seeing much interest. They asked for state, local, and even county money on that, and I don't think they're going to get it in terms of free money being given to them as an appropriation. I'd be shocked if it happened. But what we are seeing more interest in right now is this loan idea. But you know, Justin, I look at it and think, my gosh, they're almost in bankruptcy. They're almost insolvent. They almost shut the doors down, and they want to say, sure, we'll give you a good faith loan with the understanding that you'll actually repay it. I mean, what history do we have there that justifies a loan?
I think you're exactly right. And you have to remember, you know, this was really of their own making. They really ramped up their capital efforts back in the early 2000s to try to attract new students. That didn't happen. They've actually been seeing fewer students the last couple of years. So those efforts, you know, really went nowhere. And then for 20 years or so is the estimate, they were overpaying Pell Grants by about $5 million a year and had to pay all of that back. So that's a tremendous amount of money. You know, as far as I can tell, there's really no plan at this point to get them back on a better path. There's no plan to increase their endowment. It's just kind of, you know, let's have the state give us $30 million, whether it be a loan or a direct payment. And, you know, we'll figure it out. And, you know, unless they have a concrete plan of how they're going to move forward and how they're going to become, you know, profitable, sustainable, I just think that sets a horrible precedent. And, you were in the legislature, obviously, for years. There's really not much precedent for giving a private institution money. Does it happen? Sure. There's a few limited examples like Tuskegee and the old Lyman Ward and Talladega College. And most of it goes to Tuskegee, which, you know, that they've had this arrangement with the state since the 1880s. But in terms of doing it a one-off for Birmingham Southern like this, there's really no history or precedent to do it.
Well, and I agree. And not just, I mean, we give economic incentives. Like, I've got a piece here, which I think is very, very poorly done. And I'm trying to find it real quick. The guy who wrote it is a former, he wrote a piece in AL.com, a guy named Neil Wade. And he used to be one of the chief economic development officers for the state of Alabama. And he claims this to be an opportunity to do economic incentives. But not really. It's like apples and oranges here. We're looking at a failed institution that's currently here, struggling to get on its feet, admitting it made economic errors in their bookkeeping and in their expenditures. That's not the same as a, 900-employee automotive plant wanting to know whether it should come to Alabama or not. It's kind of apples and oranges, wouldn't you think?
Right. I don't really see how you work this in under the idea of economic incentives. I mean, one of the reasons in reality that Birmingham Southern is probably struggling, at least part of it, is because of changing demographics and things around that part of the city that's making it less desirable for people to go to. So I don't know that keeping it open changes any of those underlying factors that have kind of led it down this road. And again, we haven't seen any indication that they have really a plan in place to make better financial decisions in the future. So, my fear would be that money would just basically be wasted. And again, I'm not trying to say that there's no value of Birmingham Southern. Obviously, it's been around for, as you said, 150 years, and it's made contributions to the state. But if it's worth saving, then, I think, primarily that falls on alumni and the people who are going to build back up that endowment. And then also, if it's really that important to the city of Birmingham, then they should put their money, into that pot. And Birmingham Southern asked the city of Birmingham for about $7.5 million. The city got hundreds of millions of dollars in stimulus funding from the federal government, but they didn't decide to put any of that so far back into Birmingham Southern. So, it seems like if it's that important to Birmingham and this area, then the city would be taking more leadership in this, and they would be putting money into it, not asking statewide taxpayers to do so.
I would also think, too, that if the city or county governments wanted to leverage their own bond authority, they could co-sign on a bonding issue, I would think, with Birmingham Southern and incur the debt if they want to. But I look at it too, and Justin, let me ask you. I don't know if you know the answer to this question or not, but does our state constitution even allow for state government to give a loan to a private institution like this?
As far as I can tell, there's no prohibition from giving a direct appropriation, but I do not know about loans. There's certainly no history of it. It appeared to me that there is not. Even the federal government doesn't give loans to private companies. In most cases, there are a few exceptions. The Small Business Administration will give a loan for disaster recovery. But in terms of government actually giving a loan to private institutions, there really doesn't seem to be any history of that. And this would certainly, again, set a new precedent and what I think is a bad precedent.
Well, I agree. And I think that's what we come down to. What is fiscally responsible? And there is it legal? Questionable. Is it legislatively potential? Questionable. Can it be done in certain ways? Maybe. But I think the reality is, ethically speaking, is this a fiscally responsible thing to do? And there's nothing about giving our taxpayer dollars to an institution that has proven itself to be unworthy of those dollars in recent years that makes sense.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. It doesn't make sense. And, as your example, we're not talking about a huge manufacturing plant that a city depends on for, half of its jobs or something like that. You're talking about a pretty small amount of employees, and certainly they would be affected by this. But I just don't think it justifies the risk or, really that potential for having to do this again and again in the future for other universities or private businesses that find themselves in this type of situation. And again, it's not the taxpayers' fault this happened. It's from decisions that they made. So why should we be left holding the bill for this?
Well, and I guess the last thing that could happen, though, is one public to private bailout would be if a public university wanted to acquire Birmingham Southern as part of its network. Like if UAB wanted an extra campus, they could do that. And I don't think that would be objectionable. But that's an entirely different ballgame at that point.
Yeah, I agree. I suppose that would be a possibility. I don't know you know, Birmingham Southern would be interested in falling under that public umbrella or not. But that would really be the only way that I see it as being justifiable, or, you know, maybe it's legal the way it is, but you know, certainly there would be less ambiguity there if a situation like that happened.
Well, I tell you what, man, if you and I know you spent a lot of years in fiscal analysis and in fiscal policy, even to the point that you not only worked at Heritage and up in D.C., but you also worked for the Legislative Fiscal Office in Montgomery. So if it comes across your desk somewhere that you find yay or nay that our state constitution would or would not allow this, please let me know and I'll put that on the air. All right.
Definitely, I will let you know if I find any more information on that.
All right, Justin Bogey from the Alabama Policy Institute and also a contributor to 1819 News. Man, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Phil. Thanks.
All right, take care. That's the thing. This is in the doesn't make good sense category, and I'm going to go down it in a little more detail here when we get back from the break. But truthfully, this is asking a lot. This is like the kid. No, that's too simplistic. But I'll just say this. Somebody squanders their money and then comes to you and wants more. You have to look at it and go, why are you worthy of that? And that's where we are with Birmingham Southern right now. And I don't have any hardship against Birmingham Southern. I just can't find the fiscal policy that makes good sense here. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.